You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne man Chris Edwards is an advocate for the blind and low vision community. Being blind himself, he says there simply aren't enough print and online forms catering to their needs, leaving many feeling isolated and left out.
And when it doesn't happen, it's so frustrating and it's tiring because it feels like you don't have a voice when people aren't listening.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics has acted on those experiences and implemented technological upgrades to the website to ensure blind or deaf Australians from this year had a better experience. Mr. Edwards, who was also involved in the rollout of the upgrade, says the ABS has set a high standard in Australia in terms of catering for a broader cross-section of needs.
The key challenge that people blind have is that they have to rely on others to do it. But, you know, with the changes that the census has made and ensuring that, you know, all their formats are accessible means that me and other people who are blind and low vision can participate just like everybody else in the community.
Under the upgrades, users can now listen to census questions on the website and access audio links which provide further explanations. Those wanting a hard copy of the document in either Braille or larger print can also order online or via an automated telephone service. Australian Bureau of Statistics Census Operation Manager David Keyes says the system is helping people be more self-sufficient.
Look, the reason why it's more accessible is that we want to make sure that everybody in the community have the options that are accessible to them, that are easy for them, and just to complete the census as best as they can using the features that we have for them.
The deaf and hard of hearing community is also benefiting with more than 60 online videos featuring instructions in Australian Sign Language taking users through the process. Gavin Balhari, who is President of Service Provider for the Deaf Expression Australia, describes the system as world-class. Mr. Balhari, who is himself deaf, used Australian Sign Language and an interpreter to explain.
For the deaf community, some of the members in our community don't understand English at all, and Auslan is their primary language. So it is really important to focus more widely on providing that access so that our community have access to resources and to Auslan content so they can better gain an understanding and be informed to answer accurately.
The ABS upgrades to the 2021 Census website have earned the project a AA level rating with the World Wide Web Consortium's Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. The data collected will be very important for major service providers like Express Australia and also Vision Australia. Its CEO, Ron Hooton, says it was vital in helping the organisation allocate its services to these communities in future.
So it tells us about the instance of disability, how many people are blind or have low vision, and where they are in Australia, because people are spread right across the country. It gives us a lot of information about people who are in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, which are an area of big health focus for the whole nation, but particularly for Vision Australia.
In 2016, Vision Australia said there were 384,000 blind and low vision people, but it expects that to increase to more than 500,000 by 2030. It says the data was also important in showing how reliance on its services will rise. Australians are encouraged to check their letterboxes for instructions from the ABS on how to complete the census. Alan Lee, SBS News.